Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Broda is a city in western Ukraine, located in the Lviv Oblast, or province, 90 kilometers northern of Lviv. It is now the administrative center of the Broda Rayon, or district, with a population of about 24,000. At one time, Broda was one of the greatest centers of commerce in Eastern Europe, outside of Lemberg, today Lviv. Broda was in fact once considered the continental version of the prosperous Mediterranean port of Trieste. Broda was also once known as the Galician Jerusalem. By the 19th century, Broda had the highest concentration of Jews among Eastern European cities. Today, Jews all over the world can trace their roots to Broda. Many, upon immigration to new lands, adopted last names derived from Broda. Brodsky, Brodovsky, Brodish, meaning from Broda. Broda's recorded history dates back to the era of Vladimir Monomakh in the 11th century. In the centuries following, Broda remained under Polish and Austrian control. By the 17th century, Broda had become an important center of Jewish trade, known for its horse fairs and artisans, coat makers, weavers, and metalsmiths. In 1648, Broda was captured briefly by Ukrainian Cossack leader Bohdan Khmelnytsky. Notably, its Jewish population was not harmed. Deemed as not engaged in the maltreatment of Ruthenians, they were only required to pay a tribute in textiles and furs. In 1772, Broda became a part of the Habsburg Empire. On a visit to Broda in 1774, Emperor Joseph II was rumored to realize why one of the titles of Austrian emperors was Jerusalem King. In 1778, he issued a decree that launched an era of prosperity for Broda lasting 100 years. With the partition of Poland in the second half of the 18th century, new restrictive trade laws caused the decline of Jewish trade and rapidly rising poverty. As a transportation hub, Broda soon became overrun with immigrants bound for the New World. Broda was ill-equipped to handle this mass influx of refugees, so the emigration process took months and sometimes years. The First World War and interwar periods brought much destruction to Broda, and World War II completely destroyed the Jewish community. Thousands of Broda's Jews perished at the hands of the Nazis, either at gunpoint in Broda or in the Belzec and Majdanek concentration camps. Broda has had three Jewish cemeteries. The site of the oldest has a warehouse on it. Another has become a football field in the residential neighborhood. The newest Jewish cemetery is outside the town. It was built during a cholera epidemic and contains tombstones dating back to the early 19th century. These stones are unusually tall, some more than 6 feet. In 1996, Ukraine declared a moratorium on the privatization of sites identified as Jewish cemeteries. Construction is now banned at these sites. In August of 2002, an American philanthropic organization provided funding for the clearing of vegetative overgrowth from the Broda Cemetery. Melech Sheikhet, executive director of the Jewish Heritage Museum of Lviv, directed this undertaking. He discovered a larger area of the cemetery than was previously identified. Additional projects of interest to Broda genealogists are also being undertaken. The newest is the documentation and photography of the approximately 5,000 tombstones in the Broda Ukraine Cemetery. The inscriptions will be translated and the data entered into Jewish databases that will be available free of charge to researchers. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.